AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. In direct talks between Israel and Hamas on President Trump's plan to end the war in Gaza are set to continue tomorrow in Egypt. Charles de Ledesma on how Palestinians in Gaza are feeling about it.
In Deir al-Balah, central Gaza Strip, Wadia al-Ras, displaced from the Shatta refugee camp in northern Gaza, tells the AP, "We hope the delegation traveling to Sharm el-Sheikh will end this war. For 2 years we have been in ruins, with people displaced in the streets." If some Palestinians are hopeful, others are more skeptical. Nabila Shuna, displaced from Gaza City, tells the AP, "There's not 1% hope. Because they gave us hope before and said there would be a truce, and then the truce was ruined. We are 2 years into this war and we have not seen any progress or anything on the ground that would make us hopeful." The latest push for peace comes after Hamas accepted some elements of the US peace plan, a move welcomed by President Donald Trump and many leaders. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The state of Illinois and Chicago are suing to stop the Trump administration from sending in National Guard troops. The lawsuit was filed just as troops were preparing to deploy and hours after a federal judge blocked their deployment to Portland, Oregon. Hi Panjwani reports the CDC is no longer recommending COVID-19 shots for all.
The Centers for Disease Control announced the change, saying people should decide for themselves in consultation with a medical professional if they need a COVID-19 shot. That goes along with the decision last month by an advisory panel handpicked by U.S. Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. Before this year, U.S. health officials recommended annual COVID-19 boosters for all Americans ages 6 months and older. The idea was to update protection against the coronavirus as it continues to evolve. I'm Haya Panjwani.
And the Nobel Prize in Medicine has gone to three scientists for discoveries about the immune system. This is AP News. Meteorologists have recategorized a deadly tornado that hit North Dakota this summer to an EF5. Julie Walker has details.
Melinda Behrens is meteorologist in charge at the National Weather Service in Grand Forks.
Very historic. We've only had nine EF5 strength tornadoes since we adopted the EF scale in 2007, and this will be the 10th.
The twister killed three people, toppled train cars full of grain, a cell tower, and wiped out farmsteads.
It looked consistent with EF5 wind speeds, which is greater than 201 miles an hour.
In the U.S., a 1999 Oklahoma tornado holds the record of the strongest winds ever recorded, 321 miles per hour since the Weather Service began using the EF scale. I'm Julie Walker.
There's more news at apnews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thank you for listening.